This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to take, quote, less intrusive action as the fight with Palestinian militants encircles Gaza's biggest hospital. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Shifa Hospital has had no power or water for 3 days. Thousands have fled amid the gunfire and bombings outside the sprawling facility.
The hospital must be protected.
The president followed minutes later by his national security advisor. Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has spoken with Israel about that.
And they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals.
Israel says Hamas is using the hospital as a command center without giving evidence. Sullivan would not speak to what U.S. intelligence knows, but says there are no easy answers for Israel as it tries to root out the militants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Testimony is continuing in the trial of the man accused of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Prosecutors brought forth a string of law enforcement officials to provide context around video that's at the crux of their case against David DePape. He's accused of attacking Paul Pelosi with a hammer at the couple's San Francisco home last October. An FBI special agent testified that video showed DePape hit Pelosi at least 3 times. DePape has pleaded not guilty to multiple federal charges. His lawyer has said that DePape believed that he was taking action to stop government corruption and the abuse of children by politicians and actors. I'm Norman Hall.
Efforts to create a landmark treaty to end global plastic pollution are advancing at a meeting where participants are discussing the treaty's draft language for the first time. Nations, petrochemical companies, environmentalists, and others affected by the pollution gathered for the negotiations in Kenya's capital Monday. The meeting is the third of 5 intended to complete negotiations by the end of next year. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. New U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson faces his first big legislative battle this week as he tries to convince his fractious Republican Party majority to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
His unusual two-step approach, which was unveiled over the weekend, would extend funding for many government operations through the middle of January, while defense funding would run through early February. But some House Republican hardliners were already pushing back at Johnson's stopgap bill that would not otherwise cut spending. That puts Johnson into a similar position his predecessor Kevin McCarthy was in before his historic ouster, when he needed Democratic votes to keep the government open.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. Several major Australian ports are resuming operations after shutting down due to a cyber attack. Authorities have not said who might be to blame. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The shutdown of several terminals followed a cyber attack on Australia's second largest port operator. DP World Australia said it was aware of malicious activity inside its computer network last Friday and shut down its systems in response. The logistics company handles about 40% of all freight into and out of Australia. Terminals in Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney and Fremantle in Western Australia have been affected, leaving cargo and containers stranded on the docks. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Automaker Hyundai has announced it's raising the pay scale for its factory workers, joining Honda and Toyota in bringing wages closer to the big three in Detroit. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hyundai says it's raising workers' pay by 25% in the coming years, which is about the same as what the United Auto Workers Union won for its members, who work at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Toyota and Honda are also raising wages about 10%. Labor experts say the increases are driven in part by an effort to thwart the UAW from trying to unionize the foreign-run U.S. auto plants. UAW President Sean Fain says UAW now stands for You Are Welcome, as nearly 150,000 members vote on their new contract proposals. I'm Jackie Quinn.
ExxonMobil is drilling for lithium in the U.S. state of Arkansas and expects to begin production of the critical material for electric vehicles by 2027. Exxon on Monday announced their project and said by 2030 it expects to produce enough lithium to supply the manufacturing needs of more than 1 million electric vehicles. The oil giant, in early 2023, acquired the rights to 120,000 gross acres of the Smackover Formation in southern Arkansas. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.